Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Ever wonder what kids are learning these days?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We took a look at The Juice. It's this really cool educational app. And some of the stories they're sharing,
yeah,
pretty wild.
For sure.
Like, it's designed to help kids boost their knowledge and skills. And today we're going to kind of summarize a few of the stories that they covered.
Okay.
So parents and teachers can be in the loop.
Sounds good.
So first up,
okay,
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Her Eras Tour just wrapped up.
Big news.
And it was absolutely massive.
It's huge.
I mean, it broke all kinds of records for attendance and revenue.
Really?
Oh, yeah. 10 million fans.
Wow.
Across 53 cities.
That's a lot of cities.
It is.
Yeah.
And the article even mentioned the economic impact, too.
Oh, wow.
Saying that the tour brought in something like $10
billion. $10 billion.
To those cities.
Wow.
But what really stood out was the emphasis on Swift's connection with her fans.
Hmm.
Even in those huge stadiums.
Yeah, what's interesting is that Swift's success seems to go beyond just like
ditchy
tunes, you know?
Right.
She's really mastered this direct-to-fan approach.
Right.
Like, she's building a business empire by bypassing the traditional gatekeepers in the music industry.
Right.
It's a model a lot of other artists are trying to emulate.
That makes you wonder, what is the secret sauce?
Right.
Is it about the music, the spectacle?
Yeah.
Or is it something more?
It's got to be more.
Yeah. Like, what do you think makes a concert or an event feel truly special and memorable?
It's a complex mix, I think.
Yeah.
But I think it boils down to authenticity and a sense of shared experience.
Hmm.
In Swift's case, you know, she's cultivated this really strong connection with her fans by sharing personal stories,
right,
being vulnerable and making them feel like they're part of something bigger.
Okay, let's shift gears to a story that's a little more heartwarming. This one's about an Army staff, Sergeant May.
Okay.
And his military dog, Jakob.
Ooh.
They were deployed together in Iraq.
Wow.
But unfortunately got separated when they came back stateside.
Oh, no.
And then things took an even more interesting turn.
Oh.
Jakob, who is this brave Belgian Malinois, started showing signs of anxiety and couldn't perform his duties anymore. Sergeant May found out and fought really hard to get Jakob retired so that they could be reunited.
That's so sweet.
I'm curious, what do you think this story highlights about the bond between humans and animals, especially in high-stress situations like military service?
It shows the incredible emotional support and companionship that dogs like Jakob provide. Mm. They're not just tools. They form these deep bonds and become part of the family.
Yeah.
This could be a great opportunity to talk to kids about the responsibilities of pet ownership.
Right.
And the different ways that animals can enrich our lives.
Absolutely. And I bet they'd love to hear about how happy Jakob was to be reunited with his best friend.
Oh, for sure.
The article described him practically tackling Sergeant May with a hug. Okay, before we move on, I have to ask you.
Yeah.
If you could spend a day with any animal.
Okay.
What would you do together?
Mm.
And why?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Maybe spend a day swimming with dolphins.
Ooh.
They seem so intelligent and playful.
We do.
What about you?
I would probably choose a sloth.
A sloth.
Yeah, just hang out in the rainforest canopy. Taking it slow. Okay, moving on to something a little different.
All right.
We've got a quote of the day from the architect Oscar Niemeyer.
Okay.
He said, "Architecture was my way of expressing my ideals. To be simple, to create a world equal to everyone. To look at people with optimism, that everyone has a gift."
Wow.
Powerful.
Yeah, Niemeyer was a visionary architect known for his bold and innovative designs.
He was.
He really pushed the boundaries of modern architecture.
Yeah.
And his work often reflected his belief in a more just and equitable society.
And his quote is a powerful reminder that we all have something unique to offer the world.
Definitely.
It's about finding your own way to express your ideals and make a positive impact.
Right.
No matter what your gift might be.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Mm.
How can someone express their ideals through their work or their actions?
I think it's about finding a way to connect your passions to a larger purpose,
mm-hmm.
whether it's through art, science, activism, or any other field. The key is to use your talents and your energy to make a difference, even in small ways.
Speaking of expressing yourself in unique ways,
okay.
The next story features a runner named Duncan McCabe, who used a GPS tracking app to create a dancing stick figure animation.
Really?
He ran over 700 miles.
Wow.
Meticulously planning each route.
Oh, wow.
To match the beats of a song.
That's impressive.
It took him over 10 months
wow.
to complete this 27-second animation.
I know.
That's dedication.
What's so fascinating here is how McCabe combined his passion for running
right.
with technology
yeah.
to create something totally original.
Uh-huh.
This story could spark some interesting conversations with kids.
Definitely.
About the intersection of art,
right.
technology, and perseverance.
Perseverance, for sure.
Surely shows that creativity can take many forms.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no limit to what you can achieve with a little imagination and dedication.
Totally.
What's the most creative or unusual way that you've seen someone express themselves?
There was this artist who created portraits using thousands of pieces of candy.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was incredible.
That's amazing.
It was both whimsical and incredibly detailed.
Okay, ready for our next deep dive?
Absolutely. Let's see what's next on the docket.
All right, let's tackle a topic that's always guaranteed to spark some debate.
Oh, yeah.
College football playoffs.
Mm.
This year, they expanded the playoffs from 4 to 12 teams, which was supposed to make things less controversial.
Right.
But surprise, surprise. It's still causing a stir.
Of course it is.
You'd think more spots would mean less drama.
Right.
But it seems like there's always going to be some disagreement.
Yeah.
About who gets in.
Yeah.
The selection committee had some really tough decisions to make this year.
I bet.
Especially when it came to those last few spots.
Mm-hmm.
The article highlighted the fact that they included SMU.
SMU.
Which raised a few eyebrows.
Yeah.
But then left out Alabama.
Wow.
Which has been a dominant force in college football for, well, forever.
Yeah.
It seems like they really tried to prioritize SMU's performance this season
mm-hmm.
over Alabama's reputation.
Interesting.
This brings up a really interesting question about how we decide who gets rewarded in competitive situations.
Yeah.
Is it all about wins and losses?
Right.
Or should things like consistency effort or even overcoming obstacles be factored in?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think should matter most when choosing a winner?
That's a tough one.
It's easy to focus on the big names and the obvious winners.
Right.
But sometimes the most inspiring stories come from those who had to fight their way to the top.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm curious, what stood out to you about the committee's decision to include SMU?
Well, they emphasize SMU's strength of schedule
yeah.
and their consistent performance throughout the season.
Right.
It seems like they were sending a message that it's not just about being a powerhouse program,
yeah.
but about proving yourself week after week.
I can see how that would be a valuable lesson for kids to learn.
Yeah.
It's not always about being the biggest or the most famous,
right.
but about putting in the work
yeah.
and earning your spot.
Exactly.
Okay, for our final story, we're shifting to a much more serious topic.
Okay.
The situation in Syria.
Oh, yeah.
The news is reporting that the Assad regime has been overthrown.
Wow.
After a 13-year civil war.
Really?
This is a major development.
For sure.
And it's important to understand the historical context. The Assad family has ruled Syria for decades.
Uh-huh.
And this conflict has had a devastating impact on the country and its people.
Yeah, it's hard to even imagine what it's been like for them.
I know.
The article mentioned that over 500,000 people have died during this war.
It did.
And now the country faces an uncertain future.
It's a stark reminder
yeah.
of the human cost of conflict.
For sure.
And the ripple effects of political decisions.
This might feel far removed from your daily life.
Right.
But it underscores the interconnectedness of our world.
Yeah. Right.
The choices made by leaders, even in distant countries,
right.
can have ripple effects that impact us all.
Mm.
It's a good opportunity to talk to kids about empathy, compassion, and the importance of understanding different perspectives.
Absolutely. It's so easy to get caught up in our own little worlds.
It is.
But it's crucial to remember that what happens in other parts of the world matters too. And on that note,
yeah,
we'll wrap up this deep dive into the world of kids news.
Okay.
It's been an insightful journey, and we hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have.
If you're interested in seeing what else the juice is serving up,
yeah.
we encourage you to check it out.
For sure.
It's a great resource for keeping young minds engaged and informed.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Keep exploring.
Keep questioning.
Keep questioning and keep diving deep into the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.